This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Joanna Impey in Bonn. US Vice President Joe Biden has urged Iraqi leaders to work together to resolve a crisis threatening to destabilize the country just days after last US troops pulled out. Biden expressed his concerns in a phone call to Iraq's Shia Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. This comes after an arrest warrant was issued for the country's Sunni Vice President Tariq al-Hashemi on terror charges. Al-Hashemi has strongly denied accusations that he was linked to attacks on government and security officials and warned that the country was facing a new sectarian war. The vice president's bloc said it would boycott cabinet meetings, sparking fears that the year-old unity government could collapse. North Korea's new leader, Kim Jong-un, is leading 11 days of official mourning for his father, Kim Jong-il, whose body is lying in state in a glass coffin in the capital, Pyongyang. State media have been reporting pledges of loyalty to the new leader, hailing him as a lighthouse of hope. The announcement of the elder Kim's death over the weekend sparked concern in the region about the possibility of a power struggle between the untested son and his rivals. The United States has signalled its hopes for progress on the issue of nuclear weapons in the unpredictable and isolated country. After speaking to the foreign ministers of Russia and China, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton agreed on the need for peace, stability and calm on the Korean Peninsula. In Egypt, thousands of women have taken to the streets of Cairo to protest against the brutal treatment of female demonstrators by Egyptian police. More than 14 people have been killed in the latest clashes, which began last Friday. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton condemned the violence, describing it as particularly shocking. Activists have circulated images of troops using live bullets against some protesters and beating others, including women. Egypt's ruling military council has issued an apology and vowed to prosecute those responsible for using unprovoked force. Egyptians will head to the polls on Wednesday in a runoff vote as part of a staggered parliamentary election. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. The US Congress has tightened sanctions on Belarus and called for the release of political prisoners in the former Soviet state. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives approved legislation that extends existing travel and financial sanctions on the country's leaders and other officials who were involved in last year's crackdown on dissent in the country. The bill now goes to President Barack Obama for his signature. The legislation also urges the International Hockey Federation to suspend plans to hold the 2014 World Championships in the Belarusian capital Minsk, saying the government of Alexander Lukashenko would use the games to gain legitimacy. Hong Kong has begun a cull of more than 17,000 chickens after a bird found dead in a poultry market tested positive for the deadly H5N1 strain of bird flu. The government has raised the city's flu alert to serious and banned the sale of live chickens for the next 3 weeks. The virus has also been found in at least two wild birds. Experts have repeatedly warned that the H5N1 strain of bird flu could become a global pandemic if it mutated into a form that could be easily transmitted between humans. German Defence Minister Thomas de Maizière has made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. He landed in Kunduz early on Wednesday, where 1,200 German troops are based. It's his fourth visit to the country since he took office in March. And finally, in German football, Bayern Munich managed a late 2-1 win over second division Bochum in the German Cup to reach the quarterfinals. In Tuesday's other games, second league leaders Fortuna Düsseldorf fell to Dortmund 5-4 on penalties, and second league Greuther Fürth beat top flight rival Nuremberg 1-0. For more news and information, you can visit our website, dw-world.de. There you'll find all the latest international stories. Joanna Impey, Deutsche Welle Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.